System. Deb Hoadley. Many of you know me as also an advisor for Massachusetts Library System, doing strategic planning, working with directors, boards, and so forth. But for the last year, I've been also the team leader for the ebook pilot project. And just wanted to, and Steve, you did take away my thunder. I was going to have the pilot libraries raise their hands so they can get a round of applause. So you can do it again. And then I can see you from this end angle. Because we wouldn't be able to do this without our libraries. We do have 51 multi-type libraries as part of the pilot project. And we officially launched on November 21st with two vendors, Baker & Taylor's Access 360 and Biblio Labs, and their Biblio Board Library and Creator. We are happy to report that as of last week, our third vendor came on board with the pilot project. So EBL, now a ProQuest business and company, is joining the pilot project. So our libraries are once again going through authentication and getting familiar with yet another platform and another vendor. But we're very excited to bring EBL on board to round out our suite of models that we're trying out for this pilot project. And it really is a true pilot project. Things are being tried out. We're working with the vendors really closely on things that are working. We have good back and forth. We have user groups that are happening so that our pilot libraries can talk with one another, find out what's going on, change up a few things, learn from each other, and we're very excited in the direction that it's going. We were expecting the pilot to end on April 30th with the new bringing on of EBL. The goal now is to end the pilot project on the end of June. So we're waiting for our vendors to just give us the green light to go ahead with that. Partly bringing on EBL made that decision a little bit more viable for us, but also we heard from our school and academic libraries that you're stopping in the middle of a semester. You can't do that to us. We're doing research projects. So we understood that. Our vendors understand that. They don't want to have this, you know, taken away from your students and faculty and the public either. We are in the kind of beginning parts of getting statistics and fooling around with logging in, seeing what the usage is. Many of our libraries, because of the timing of the launch, went on vacation and holidays, and so we weren't able to launch and then have everybody come on board all at once. So our libraries are in different stages right now. Some are in the beginning processes of putting out PR and promotional material. Some have been doing it right since the launch and have been working with training staff and training their patrons. So depending on the pilot library that you're talking to, they are all in different stages of where they're at with this. So we're hoping that giving us a couple more months to try things out and really look at all the different aspects, we'll get a real good picture of how our patrons are using all three different vendors. I do want to mention, and as Sue said, we will have a breakout session after this. So if you're interested in more of an update, I'll be showing some of the things that the different platforms and our ebook catalog that you are able to access, even if you're not a pilot library. You can see what kind of content is there. So I encourage you, if you want to see those things, to come and join me upstairs. But I do want to mention our three task forces. Again, this wouldn't be possible without a lot of input from our member libraries, our pilot libraries. There are three different task forces in place right now. Our collection development task force, which is looking at the selection of content and looking at policies, because now looking beyond just an individual library or a consortium, we're looking at statewide and what those implications are for a collection statewide. So there's policies that are being developed in that task force. There's the PR promotion and training task force, which put together the manual and training materials for the pilot libraries. And they did a fantastic job of creating brochures and posters and training materials for the staff as well. And they put in a lot of work to hopefully support the efforts of the pilot library so that everything is in one place. There's some communication tools for our pilot libraries where they can go and pull down these information, press releases, and different things that will help support them to do their own launch. And lastly, as Steve and Greg both mentioned, there's a sustainability and funding task force. And all these task forces have been going since the beginning, where the sustainability, we've been talking a lot about what are the next steps. The pilot ends, where do we go next? So a lot of different things have been happening. Lots of input has already been going on. And I'm amazed at the investment and commitment that our pilot libraries have given to this. As I mentioned, we have a union catalog that you would be able to access that is on our resource guide through the MLS website. So if you go there, there's an ebook guide, and all the links are there for that. Nora Blake, our MASCAP manager, has been instrumental in loading up the MARC records for us, and we kind of have our own little library now at MLS. And again, it's searchable by anyone. You may not be able to check something out if you're not a pilot library, but you can see the content that's there. After we include EBL, we'll have over 200,000 titles, so lots of things to choose from. Again, the ebook project would not have been possible without the support of all the staff members at MLS. The Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners has been instrumental in helping with grant applications, PR, all the different funding, getting together the statewide resource sharing committee that actually came up with kind of the business plan to start this off back in October 2012. And also, I mentioned the grant. This has been in part funded by IMLS. And again, I just want to thank our pilot libraries for all their commitment and dedication to the project. Every day, as Steve said, we're finding out new things. People are sharing. Libraries are launching, they're sharing their things that are happening, their class handouts and agendas, what they're doing with their patrons, what they're doing with their staff, and it's just a real exciting project to be part of, and I'm very thankful for that opportunity. So again, if you want more of an update and a chance to ask questions, also for you to give us some feedback in terms of maybe what you've heard about the project and what you would need to go forward and be part of a statewide plan.